What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 36 of the Car 5 podcast. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about what $7 million will get you with Aston Martin. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So like I said, everybody, if you have $7 million to spare and you decide to go to Aston Martin, you'll get something rather extremely special. Aston Martin created something called the DBZ Centenary Collection. And what that is actually two cars that are going to be identical matching to each other. One of them vintage, based off of the original DB4, and then one of them more modern, based on the DBS Superleggera. Now, the reason why Aston Martin decided to create this DBZ Centenary Collection, and no, it's not Dragon Ball Z, as much as I wish it was. I would love a Dragon Ball Z-themed Aston Martin. But anyway, it's the relationship between Aston Martin and Zagato is now officially 100 years old. So to celebrate their partnership and collaboration, they decided to take one of their most famous vintage cars from the past and one of the most newest, most popular cars from modern times, create them as a matching set however you wish to customize them. Something pretty special and pretty cool. This isn't something that's meant to break land speed records or set the fastest track time. This is something special, something you can add to a collection. But if you're going to spend $7 million, you might want to know exactly what you're getting. Let's go ahead and get into that. The first car you're getting, is like I had said, is the DBS Superleggera, which basically is now called the DBS GT Zagato as a part of this DBZ Centenary Collection. And being based off of the Superleggera, what that means is you're going to have a 5.2-liter twin-turbocharged V12, which is going to give you 715 horsepower and 663 foot-pounds of torque. 0 to 60 time is going to be that 3.4-second mark, and your top speed is going to be around the 211 miles per hour. Now, definitely no slouch, but from what I can see, look-wise, everything is actually going to be pretty much the same, except for minus a few minute details. The overall general lines of the car, the roof, the rear, all seem like the DBS Superleggera. But one thing I can tell in this DBS GT Zagato from the renderings and the sketchings that I'm obviously going to provide for you guys, is the headlights are kind of angled a little bit more towards the wheels. You'll see what I mean. But outside of that, there has been some speculation from Aston Martin that the DBS GT Zagato will be a little bit lighter, maybe a little bit more horsepower. But again, that's just kind of rumors, some speculation. Nothing concrete as of yet. Of course, when more details come out, I'll obviously let you guys know. So that's the first car you're getting, the DBS GT Zagato, which is based off of the DBS Superleggera. So that's your modern car, part of this Centenary Collection. The one that, honestly, I'm kind of more excited about is the one that's the vintage car that's based off of the DB4. And this one is called the DB4 GT Zagato Continuation. Reason why the continuation, it being based off of the DB4, it's without a doubt, at least in my personal opinion, one of the best automotive creations ever in terms of looks and beauty and renderings. And I think it's an astonishingly beautiful car based on the DB4 from the late 50s, early 60s. Now, I do have a quote here from Merrick Reichman, who's Aston Martin Lagonda's Executive Vice President and Chief Creative Officer. He says, in the DB4 GT Zagato continuation, we have one of the world's most beautiful and instantly recognizable pieces of car design. Creating a car fit to stand alongside, it was always going to be a formidable challenge, but also a great motivation. Both design teams at Aston Martin and Zagato have risen together to the task magnificently, taking the already fabulous DBS Superleggera and shaping it something which retains its identity as an Aston Martin, but expresses itself specifically as only a Zagato. Sensational looking and extremely rare, it is the modern incarnation of a timeless icon. It's a direct quote from Aston Martin, and I couldn't agree more. The DB4 GT Zagato continuation is also going to utilize a 4-speed manual transmission via a straight six, which is going to give you 380 horsepower. Again, something I think to remember about this is just something that's, I think you're purchasing a piece of art with this DBZ Centenary Collection. You're not purchasing a car to set the newest track time. You're not purchasing a set of cars to break records. You're buying an art collection, something that's special, something that only you and a couple other people will have. Because remember, they're a matching set. However you create one, you're going to get the other. Of course, one be more modern looking in style and design, the other one more classic. But I think this is something cool. I think this is something great. I'm very excited to see these two in person. Hopefully at Monterey Car Week. We're in the month of May now. So in August, hopefully we'll see it. Not too much longer from now. Ladies and gentlemen, that's actually all we have for episode number 36. Talking about the DBZ Centenary Collection from Aston Martin, which will cost you $7 million. If you by chance buy it, hit me up and let me know. I would love to see it. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Remember, when you subscribe, you have a chance to win free car merchandise from your favorite brands. Winners are announced at the end of the month. Of course, if you guys ever need anything, just go ahead and hit me up. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to tune in May 20th for episode number 37 for an extended episode. We're going to be talking about the Holy Trinity of cars. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe. Have a good evening. Thank you.